It's Wednesday, the 12th of November 2015, and I'm still in Genoa, in the north of Italy. Listening back to my recording from last night for the podcast, I realised the word delicious appeared three times in a row, not a word I often use, and certainly not in quick succession. I think that's explained by having one grappa too many at dinner. And that also explains why I only ran for a couple of hours this morning. I was outside wondering why everyone seemed to be up when it was daylight and there were so many people around. I realised that I'd set my alarm diligently as usual, but for UK time, so I was an hour behind. So I had a short run this morning back to the hotel. Problem is that then you shower and you're still wet, and I look as if I've just had a shower in my shirt. So I'm off to have breakfast with Giuseppe and then to the university to teach today.
È importante capire domani in quanto tempo si concretizza la giornata. Ecco, perché se poi ci sono rientri anticipati nel pomeriggio diventa un problema avere il docente che ha programmato la sua attività. Quindi domani a che ora chiudiamo? Perché era programmata l'attività pomeridiana, però mi hanno già detto che ci sono un paio di problemi. Quindi uno, lei solite 3:30. Ok, però già il gruppo perde due persone, quindi concordate poi con il professor Watson la chiusura di domani, in modo tale che lui sappia già oggi quanto tempo ha a disposizione con tutto il gruppo, perché sono attività talmente integrate che necessitano, è un piccolissimo gruppo, necessitano di continuità in questi termini. Va bene? Ok. Allora ci vediamo dopo e invece chiedo ad una di voi già di scendere con me. Buon lavoro e a dopo. Ciao. Una domanda per tutti? Io ci sono. Io ci sono, sì, va bene, dai. Quando avete finito. Sì, sai già tutto.
Talk about the BMJ when you come back.
Okay, okay.
Okay,
okay.
Okay, see you later. Yeah, thanks. Okay. So, what was she saying? No, it's okay, I know what you're saying. Right, so in terms of doing the exercise with the paper, I mean, I think it's not going to be very exciting to be shortening that with everybody here. I think, is Giuseppe going to have a look at it, or are you going to? I mean, I think we can maybe do that.
I try to change the sentences, but I don't know really if the change is a good English or not.
Right. How many words have you got to lose?
20 words, I think.
20 words?
Yeah, no, it's not so big.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Oh, don't worry about that. No. 20 words.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about 2,000 words. Forget it.
No.
They're not going to worry about that. Listen, you'll lose that as they edit it on the way through anyway. Yeah. No, that's okay.
No, it is a short.
No. And the system won't count the words in the way that other. You know, that's fine. Forget it. It's done. It's ready to go. So we can do that after this.
When you have finished.
Yeah, we can do this. We can have a quick break and do it. Nice to see you all. I don't know who Professor Watson is. I'm Roger. Okay? Roger. No titles. Only my children have to use the title. So Anne-Marie wants us to do this. Something on publication, which next time I do, I'll do another bit and build it up. Do the submission. And she talked to you about a project looking at the publications of past PhD students. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. The thing is, the timing's all a bit out because we thought we were meeting this morning, but you didn't. So we've got today and tomorrow till about 2:30. Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to be here all day today, but anyway. So, what time should we finish tonight, and what time should we start tomorrow? And another day is over. That's my second full day here. One more full day tomorrow, and then home on Friday.
What you heard there was a bit of me being introduced by Anna Maria Banasco at the school and part of my session on the four rules of writing with the students. I've done those sessions before and I think at least a couple of them there have probably heard me doing that before, but there were new students, so it was quite good to go over it again, and hopefully they found it quite useful. I do find it quite difficult here. There's a bit of disorganisation. I don't mind being public about that. The students also have to go and see their tutor, who's Anna Maria. So during the lecture, you're talking and somebody has to go out for 5 minutes and then they come back and somebody else goes out. And it's always the newer students to whom you're actually speaking who go out. So I do think that could be a bit better organised. And timekeeping is a bit poor. Giuseppe and I are very organised and on the ball, but we're usually way ahead of time and waiting for other people to turn up and do things. So anyway, the session went pretty well. Had a long break in the afternoon and then got together again in a different room because I couldn't get the internet to work on the computer upstairs. And we had a session where we, by the request of the students, submitted a paper for publication. So one of the students had a paper ready, and we then got up the submission site for the journal and went through the process. It's one I'm very familiar with because it was an Elsevier journal, and I submit quite frequently to Elsevier, and the system for their journals is essentially the same as the Springer system and the ABA system, and not dissimilar from our own. And it was actually quite instructive. It took us a long time. It took us from 2 o'clock until from about 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock, 2 whole hours to submit the paper, and we ran into every possible problem you could imagine. I think that was quite instructive for the students to see that submitting a paper is not easy and not something that you should do it 5 to 5 on a Friday evening. You really need to leave plenty of time for it. So we got the paper submitted, and the whole process was quite frustrating. The most frustrating thing was for me watching someone else doing something on a computer and not being able, or at least resisting the temptation, to reach over, take the mouse and just do it myself. And I'm afraid I had to do that on a couple of occasions. Nothing at all wrong with the student or the way she was doing it, but there was a bit of it was lost in translation between my frustrated English and her equally frustrated Italian, and just getting them to move on and get the paper submitted. So I learned a few things as well, just to be a little bit more patient if I possibly can be. So tonight I went out for dinner again with Giuseppe, had our usual grappa down in the American bar, and finished off with a malt whiskey. And I discovered on the way down to the restaurant, just about 100 yards from the hotel, a shop selling the most delightful Christmas decorations, and I always try to take something for the Christmas tree back from different countries that I visit about this time of year. So I know what I'll be doing tomorrow evening, early in the evening after I've finished work. I'll be down there having a look at some of their gifts. So it's been another very busy day, slightly disorganised, as I say, in terms of students having to come and go during my session, which I do find difficult. They're delightful students, but they do talk to each other a bit sometimes during it, and I find that sometimes a bit difficult. It's okay in a big class to be chatting to your neighbour, but in a small class it's quite difficult. They do pay attention because they do ask excellent questions. And of course the whole day was a bit disrupted by the fact I was supposed to be teaching at 9 o'clock this morning, but in fact the students had been told to come in the afternoon, so I've got to finish off some of what I was doing today tomorrow morning. But of course on a Thursday we don't have that much time, because Thursday to some extent is the end of the week in Italy, and the students all come from long distances, one from Switzerland, one from the other side of Italy, and one from the north. And from Genoa, most of these places take a very long time to get to, so they want to be away by 2:30 at the earliest, and at the latest. And I've got a Skype call at 2 o'clock, We've all got to get lunch, so I think I've only got about 3 hours maximum with the students tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll finish off some other work with my colleagues in the afternoon tomorrow. Giuseppe will go back to Rome, and tomorrow night I'll be on my own before I get packed up and go home on Friday.